All right, we'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. This is Kent Lundquist along with my co-host Bill Satterlee. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got some great modern mainstream jazz to play for you, and we're going to kick it off with an album with Shorty Rogers and his Giants and his orchestra. It's a bigger band, and they're doing Harold Arlen compositions. The album is an RCA album cut in 59. Shorty started out with RCA, then he went with Atlantic Records, then he went back with RCA. So this is when he's back with RCA again. And this is a Harold Arlen tune, one of my favorites, called Blues in the Night. The name of the album, to get technical about it, is kind of interesting. It's called Shorty Rogers and His Orchestra Featuring the Giants Play the Wizard of Oz and Other Harold Arlen Tunes. And this is one of my favorite Harold Arlen tunes, called Blues in the Night, and you're going to love this one, Bill, because there's some great Jimmy Giuffre clarinet, Shorty Rogers, of course, on trumpet, Bill Holman on tenor sax, Larry Bunker on vibes. Let's listen to Blues in the Night. Thank you. That was Shorty Rogers and his orchestra featuring the Giants from an RCA album called Shorty Rogers and the Giants Play the Wizard of Oz and Other Harold Arlen Tunes. That was, of course, Harold Arlen's classic tune, Blues in the Night. Here's some great clarinet there by Jimmy Giuffre. Shorty Rogers, of course, on trumpet, Bill Holman on tenor sax, and Larry Bunker on vibes.
He does have a distinct sound that, is, to me, is, well, you know, he's one of my favorite. I'm going to play a big band of Toshiko Akiyoshi, who's a Japanese female, I believe a piano player, and Lutabakan big band doing a tune entitled Road Time Shuffle.
We'll be right back.
Yep, that's for sure. I wish I could tell you who some of the solos were, but the liner notes in this particular CD are lacking.
We're going to continue now with our salute to Shorty Rogers and his Giants, and I'm going to go back to what I think would be his first breakthrough album. It was cut back in with RCA in January of 1953. Shorty was gigging around with his Giants and playing out at the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach with the Lighthouse All-Stars. And, oh, I just dropped my glasses, but I'm okay now. Shorty Rogers got a call from RCA, and they agreed to let him put on an album, which he cut, and includes like a little big band. It's like a nonette, like nine guys, including such luminaries as Art Pepper on alto sax and Jufri on tenor sax, Hampton Hawes on piano, Shelly Mann on drums, to name a few. And this is a Shorty Rogers composition called Mambo Del Crow. Thank you. who played the Crow, but it was Shorty Rogers and his Giants doing Mamba Del Crow from his RCA album called Shorty Rogers and His Giants.
I'm going to play something by saxophonist Antonio Hart from a CD for, it was entitled For Cannonball and Woody, and it features a couple of people. Nat Adderley is on there and Mulgrew Miller, along with Antonio Hart, doing a tune entitled Sticks. Antonio Hart doing Sticks.
Next up on our Shorty Rogers salute is Shorty Rogers and His Giants from an album called The Swinging Mr. Rogers. And this is a Johnny Mandel tune that I think Johnny wrote for the Woody Herman Band called Not Really the Blues. It includes, besides Shorty on trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre on sax, Pete Jolly on piano, Curtis Counts on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. Let's listen to Johnny Mandel's composition, Not Really the Blues.
Thank you.
was Johnny Mandel's composition, not really the blues. It was, I think it was played quite a bit with the Woody Herman Big Band. That was Shorty Rogers' version from his Atlantic album cut back in 1955, called the Shorty Rogers and His Giants, The Swinging Mr. Rogers.
Chesky Records came out with a CD featuring Clark Terry entitled The Second Set. It was recorded live at the Village Gate. And it features him on the trumpet and flugelhorn, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Don Friedman on piano, Marcus McLaren on bass, and Kenny Washington drums, doing a tune entitled Junji.
Thank you.
That was Clark Carey live at the Village Gate doing a tune entitled Junji.
I'm going to return to Shorty Rogers and his Giants featuring several great artists, including Shorty himself, Larry Bunker on vibes, Bill Holman on tenor sax, Bud Shank on alto sax. This is from Shorty's RCA album. Shorty Rogers and the Giants play The Wizard of Oz and other Harold Arlen tunes. Of course, Harold wrote the score for the Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland, and this is his version of Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Shorty Rogers and his Giants from his album. The Giants play The Wizard of Oz and other Harold Arlen tunes. Of course, that was from The Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
I want to follow up a little vibes, and I know you played that last tune. Someone was playing the vibes. It's probably one of the most recognized vibe players, Milt Jackson. The name of the CD is Milt Jackson, Rollin' Bags. And the tune he's going to play is You Go to My Head.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson.
I returned to an album called The Swinging Mr. Rogers, Shorty Rogers and His Giants. It was cut on the Atlantic label. It had such people as Jimmy Giuffre on reeds, Pete Jolly on piano, Curtis Counts on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. This is a swinging version of a tune that was written by Rogers and Hart, one of my favorites, one of my favorites as far as jazz artists go. Let's listen to Shorty and His Giants do My Heart Stood Still.
Thank you.
Chili Man, or that was Chili Man on drums, doing My Heart Stood Still, led up by Shorty Rogers and his Giants, doing Rogers and Hart's great swinging composition, My Heart Stood Still.
Well, we've kind of reached the end of the 2 hours tonight. We thank you for being with us and hope you enjoyed the show. And we also hope you'll join us next week, Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 81.9. I'm going to finish the show with a Pete Jolly Trio featuring Pete on piano, Chuck Bergerhofer on the bass, and Nick Stabulous on drums doing a Gershwin tune, The Man I Love.